It's The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
You know, I'll be honest. And it's weird that I say that because you think I'm not being honest the rest of the time. When I say pretty much am.
Why do you lie all the time?
I don't know. More fun. I learned it from watching you. There are some days in this job where some days are just weird. And not necessarily in a bad way. And today was one of them. Like, I had fun. Don't get me wrong. I had fun, even when I was being tortured about apparently if the National Guard painted me gray, they could land planes on me. Like, even when Scotty made that comment to some National Guardsmen that came into the station, it was fine. I mean, it's funny shit. I agree, 100%. I laughed.
But you did open the door, right? You took a shot at roadkill first.
I didn't. I honestly, and I swear on my kids, I did not say that. And Kayla doesn't remember that either. I offered, he was taking some cake. I offered the National Guardsmen some cake. I did not make a fat comment. Maybe you thought I did.
I am, swear to God, I thought you did.
I didn't. I would say so. I would say so if I took the first shot. But I looked at Kayla. I'm like, did I say that? She goes, no. So whatever. I mean, it doesn't matter. It was funny. It was funny, you know? But just a weird show. We got like 35 or something, 40 talkbacks in the span of like 10, 15 minutes.
And I'm gonna fess up. So I had a lot of computer issues this morning. I had to, like, fly by the seat of my pants on a lot of it. Might have made up traffic once. Sorry.
Not only did she make it up, it was flawless. She's looking at me the whole time. She's smiling at me the whole time. She did a flawless traffic report. Now, based on the years of experience of doing it, 90% of the time, the traffic report at that early hour is the same.
Right. I know exactly where the slowdowns are.
Right.
I know, and they happen.
For instance, do it.
93 southbound, all set through New Hampshire. Once you get down into Mass, you're slow at 495 through the Andover stretch, and then heavier traffic comes from Bedford Square down to the Leverett Connector. Everett Turnpike, free and clear through the Bedford Tolls. Once you get down to Route 3, you're going to be on the brakes from 495 to Treble Cove Road. Route 1 right now looks okay. 128 northbound through Peabody, you might find some traffic as you head north. Everything looks good in 95 southbound until you get to Main Street, and then you have a little slowdown till Route 38. Everything else, Spalding Turnpike, Route 4, 101, free and clear. That's the latest from the GreatBayLimo.com traffic desk.
Now, some of you that don't get that doesn't go to all the stations. So some of you don't hear it. That was exactly 45 seconds.
Like, I don't even know where those roads are.
She hits the frickin' post, and she just was looking at me the whole time. But as she's looking at me, in her mind, she's looking at the data that she looks at every single morning.
And because I've been doing it for so long, I know. And the only thing, I was like 25 minutes later when I was finally able to get my computer back, first thing I did was check. There was no crashes. I'm like, phew.
She did that shit off the top of her head.
That was amazing.
That was impressive. I mean, I was looking at you.
I didn't have to confess, though, because I did feel bad this morning.
I didn't want to out you when you did it because it was fabulous. And turns out you were right.
I was, thank goodness, because it's like, you know, if there's one crash, I'm messing everybody
up. Nobody can do that. Nobody I know can do what she just did. I can't.
Well, yeah, you would be able to if you were, because you know how to, like, I bet you could close your eyes and click a button on your computer because you know your
thoughts. Yeah, I know, but 45 seconds without a mistake of alliteration is a lot. That's just impressive.
No,
I don't care.
Yeah,
you know,
there were no stumbles. There were no nothing.
You know what I mean? So anyway, boy, we pull back the curtain. The stage just keeps getting weirder and weirder.
That's why, like, today was so messed up for me, and now I'm playing catch up, but I had to get that off
my
chest.
We're going to start revealing all the secrets. Scotty over here?
Not all of them.
Scotty over here? Two fake legs. Nobody even knows it. Fake legs.
That's why he's so
short. We've had to make them bigger.
Yeah, we've had to reinforce them with some tungsten wire and some steel and stuff. But yeah, no, all the secrets. You know, secrets. We've got to have secrets.
Sit in a baby seat.
Yeah, he sits on a little booster. He's got that going on. So, all right. Well, anyway, it was one of those crazy kind of days. You know, we got the beer. If you missed it, I'll use the 24/7 to just post promote something. A couple of things. The Beer Fest cruise, Buzz Cruise, that we're going to do on the Mount Washington is slated for September 14th. We did announce it this morning. Going to have a bunch of different brewers on there. You can sample dozens of different beers. You can go to the Morning Buzz website or the Buzz Facebook page and link over to the Cruise New Hampshire page and buy your tickets there. When you get to the page, when you click on, you know, when you go to the Cruise New Hampshire page, click on it and then click on Book Now and a calendar will come up. Click on September 14th, and that will give you the to-buy option, okay? But I want it because I know it's going to go fast,
yep.
And I want to make sure that you get a chance to go if you want to come and have some beers with us and sample beers. And I can actually do it alongside you, which is unusual. You know, normally I'd be drinking something else, but I'll do some beers, you know?
Which, you know, they give you a little sample, so.
A little bit of sample,
usually,
try
they usually have seltzers and stuff. And
A little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Your sours, your porters.
Yeah. I've been into sours lately, and here and there, a cider.
So I'm not...
Ciders can be good.
Yeah, ciders I like. Sours, really, I can only do minimal. They're a lot.
Same here, one or two.
But Northwoods just did a new sour that it's like a summer, and it's so good. Or no, that was a summer IPA.
Blackberry
IPA.
Was it Bumbleberry?
Bumbleberry
IPA, which is an excellent... I didn't even... Really, I like some hops in IPAs, but... For summer, I didn't want a lot of hops, and that delivered.
Who makes it?
Northwoods. So I don't IPAs in the summer. Wait till the fall and the winter.
Here.
It's it's a heartier, put a little hair on my chest kind of beer. Mm-hmm. That one, there's nothing wrong with hair on my chest. That one is more of a summer IPA.
Mm. Can I ask a question?
I don't have any. I mean, obviously.
Andy used to say that you had hairy nipples.
No, not
bumpy.
Me.
Not you?
No, you guys said I have bumpy nipples. Yeah. I don't have bumpy or hairy nipples. I did work with a woman.
Wait a minute. Andy didn't he? Or he questioned you about it.
Yeah, and I let him know many times. There was a woman
that was really weird.
A woman I worked with that one day as we were getting dressed for work, she said, "Do you guys have this problem?" And she showed us that she grew hair on her nipple, like around the nipples. And I didn't know that happened, and I didn't want to, like, I was like, no, I don't have that.
I'm sure it happens.
But to me, I'm an 18, 19-year-old girl. I see her. She was probably like 24, 25 at the time. And when she whipped them out and showed me, I had to, like, you know, I didn't Google everything at that point, but I had to do some research.
Guys aren't doing that.
No.
Jim. Hey, Jim.
Show me a wiener.
I got hair on my... You know what I mean? You could check out. Do you have that? And then you take your... that does not happen.
If anything, you just moon.
Question? Point of order?
Yeah.
Just wondering, because a lot of people listening that aren't familiar with it, they don't pull them out, do they? Because I can't imagine that feels good.
I told her to.
Just pull it out?
I said, pluck them. I said, I wouldn't have that.
But that's a sensitive area.
Yeah, but she wasn't married or anything yet. Imagine hopping into...
But wait a minute.
Yeah.
Pulling hair out of your nose.
That's sensitive.
That's sensitive. So
a nipple is going to be worse?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm going to put them kind of on the same level.
Yeah.
Where you kind of go, ugh.
Yeah, but I'm thinking she was single, dating. I'm like, you got to pull those.
I just did.
You don't want to jump into a...
Off your nipple?
Yeah.
Oh, he's doing it right now.
It's not bad.
Okay.
It's better than the nose.
Okay. The nose...
I just didn't want her to go and meet a guy, they jump in bed, and then he's turned off. Okay, so I told her, get rid of those.
It wouldn't faze me. You kidding me? Glad to be at the ball game. I could deal with it. I'm not saying I'd love it, but I could look past it. You know what I mean? I could look past it.
You got one caught in your throat.
All of a sudden, it tickles the back of your throat.
Oh, come on.
Laura just did a tongue thing that out of the 20 years I've worked with her, I've never seen her do that.
What'd you do? What'd you do?
I don't know.
I missed
it. She looked at me and went...
Did you do the Kelly Brown?
I was licking a hairy nipple. I don't know.
Did you do the Kelly Brown? Were you doing that?
I didn't make the noise. I don't like your noise.
Then do it. Let me just see it. Wow! That was a vicious launch. That
hit my
mic. Smokes.
Now I'm gonna ride home and laugh about that, like I did with the painting Greg Gray and landing planes on him.
You're
just
gonna picture my tongue.
That thing jettisoned from your mouth.
I have a long tongue.
Wow! It's crazy. Wow! This is a weird day. Just keeps getting weirder. Okay. Well, yeah.
Oh,
I will tell you when it comes to hair. Okay. The nose. I'm paranoid about it. I'm paranoid about nose hair, and I don't want hair in my ears. I have a friend of mine who has hair in his ears, and I don't know how he doesn't just wax it, trim it, whatever.
You can if you bend your ear around, but hopefully somebody's got a friend or somebody's got a, you know,
I told him. I'm like, you got a bush coming out of your ear.
The nose hair, I keep easily. The ear hair.
Yeah.
Like, I did a mission this weekend, and then when I was showering today, I showered, and I could feel a couple of hairs on my ear, and I went, I must have missed those. But
you got to hit him with the shaver. Just clean it up. Yeah, I can't do that. Just paranoid about it. You know, there's a guy I know used to have hair coming out his nose that mixed in with his mustache.
That is,
like, they were so long. He had a bit. Well, he had a bushy mustache, so that rose higher on his lip, and it was easy for the hairs of his nose to just sort of mix in. And I looked one day, and I'm like, "You're like this fucking scrubbing bubbles guy."
Yeah,
the little things that go around and say, "Scrubbing bubbles."
My dad's
like
hairy,
that.
But if I go over and I notice any hairs, I grab my mom, get the stuff.
Daughters will do that,
and I'll get the zinger, I'll get scissors, I'll be chopping him all over with eyebrows, everything.
Driving down the road, all of a sudden Caitlin starts talking, she's in the freaking passenger seat, she's staring at the side of my right side of my face, and she's like, the atomic hair is back. I have a little hair that shows up out of nowhere. One day it's not there, next day it's an inch long, and she reaches over to pull it. Takes her like 3 or 4 tries. My eye is moving every time she pulls the hair.
Hold on,
doink, and my eye just goes boink. So anyway, that's it. It's a good girl thing.
Yeah, all of a sudden, I had my hair in a ponytail one time, and Amy's like, oh my God, you look like Orlando Bloom's character from Lord of the Rings. And I'm like, what does that mean? Because he had pointy ears, and hairs were sticking up. She's like, oh my God.
She immediately wanted to mount you.
Put your hair down.
Yeah, she didn't want to mount
you. Oh no, she was like, I'll get that when we get home.
Okay, all right, just checking. All right, anyway, weird, weird stuff, weird hairy stuff. I was going to bring up something. We never got a chance to do it today. So Scotty's dad is a...
wingnut.
A flight. He really likes, you know...
Airplanes.
He loves to watch airplanes. And I have a couple of friends that love to photograph airplanes. Mm-hmm. So they'll go down to Pease Air Base, right? The whatever, it's National Guard, whatever.
Yep.
Pease International Airport, sorry. And they'll stand along the fence. And sometimes they bring out a ladder. And they'll get on the ladder, and they'll climb up the top of the ladder, and they'll take pictures of planes taking off. Mm-hmm. Now, to me, you know, is that a security risk? What the hell are they doing that for? But it's just guys who love planes.
But you also have to remember, they're watching them.
Oh,
when you see somebody pull
they know who they are.
Yeah.
They know who they are.
My dad would go, okay, there's going to be an air show this weekend. Dad is listening, because where the house is located in Barrington, sometimes they come down to land that way over Barrington. He'll go down on like a Thursday night or Friday and watch the planes fly in.
Right. So those are enthusiasts, right? They call them wingnuts. You know, for train guys, and some guys like to go out and photograph trains or just go look at different motor train. They're called rail nuts.
Yeah, rail nuts. But I have an uncle that used to be a rail nut.
But I was talking to someone today, and they used a term that I had never heard before, and it was about groupies of a said profession.
Okay.
And groupies aren't just enthusiasts. Enthusiasts love it for, you know, I love the engines, I love the plane. Groupies love the people, right? They love they want the people, if you know what I'm saying.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
your dad was a firefighter?
Yep.
Huh?
Sexually one.
Yeah.
Oh,
groupie.
Okay.
Groupie, they want to have sex with you. Right? Like a rock band. They got groupies. You go on the bus, they get a backstage pass, but they got it, you know, that's it, right? You ever hear the dad ever talk about the hose hoppers?
What the hell?
I mean, I guess that was my mom.
What?
Well, because she ended up together when he was a firefighter.
No, that doesn't
more
mean
than one hose.
No, a hose hopper is a groupie of firemen, not somebody who likes
jump,
a fireman.
She didn't jump on all the hoses, right.
Yes,
just one.
Exactly.
Yeah.
A hose hopper. I didn't know that.
I'm so uncomfortable with this conversation.
Well, that was my mom married
a never heard of that. A hose hopper was a woman that goes around and loves to have sleep with. Is it a badge bunny if it's a cop?
Or a cop hopper?
It could be a cop hopper. I don't know.
But I've never heard of these.
Yeah, so they're names for groupies. And apparently, a little bit of research, I have come up with some terms that are used for different groupies of professions. Now, I'll say this. You know, you've been to truck stops.
Yep.
And you know that at some busy truck stops,
lot lizards.
The most uncomplimentary thing that you could do. Providing a, not do, call them. Like, that's providing a service, damn it. Okay? And as long as everybody's agreeing to do it and they're adults and they're doing it of their own free will, I don't care, you know? But lot lizards, that's a little harsh, don't you think?
Well,
you know? I don't know. I mean, it seems like we could come up with something a little nicer, but lot lizards is
the name
for said groupies. Baseball. You know some women. I mean, look at Bull Durham, right? That's all about, you know, Susan Sarandon and that young girl. That's
Wade,
all they do is have sex with baseball
Wade Boggs.
Players. Yeah, Wade Boggs. Cleat chasers.
Hmm. Okay.
Or what they're called. I did not know that.
No idea.
I did not. I've heard of buckle bunnies.
Nope.
What's a buckle bunny?
Cowboys.
Cowboy.
Rodeos. They call them buckle bunnies. Because what do you win when you win a rodeo?
Buckle.
The buckle.
Yeah.
Buckle bunnies. You ever hear of bucket bunnies?
No, that's people who chase after Home Depot.
I was thinking market basket.
No. Electrical workers up in the buckets.
Okay.
In the buckets, yeah. Linemen.
Market basket workers.
They call them buckle bucket. And badge bunnies is one, by the way, for police officers. Also, Kelly, you're going to like this one. Holster sniffers.
What the hell?
Is that police?
Yes.
Like, I've never heard of these.
Sniffers.
I did just a simple little internet search, you know, names for professional groupies. Pit lizards racing, obviously, you know, in the pit. And what else were there? Skaters. Skateboards.
Blade runners.
Nope.
Oh, skateboarders. Okay, I think blades. I was thinking.
Throw some out. What do you think they call the groupies, the women groupies that
grinders.
Go after skateboarders?
Something
grinders.
About,
no.
About it's wheels. Something about wheels.
It is something about part of the equipment that they use.
Okay, so there's a helmet. There's knee pads.
Slut
pad chasers.
Mm, what?
No, slut boards.
No.
Pad chasers.
No. What do they ride on? What are they?
Concrete.
Wood.
No. What are
Ramps.
They?
Though?
Ramps.
Ramp tramps. Sluts.
There you go.
Ramp tramps.
I never heard that. Did not know that.
The JJs for DJs.
Yeah, I don't think that's actually one. Yeah. I don't think there's anything Could for be. Radio people. But there are. We called them phone strokers back in the day. Mm. Somebody who would just call.
Play Misty for me.
Just like, there were people that would call like all the time before the internet, and they would call. Mm. And, you know, you get the vibe. You know what I mean? And the best way to handle someone like that is, I thought, in this profession, was to just pretend like you didn't know what they were up to. Because you don't want to. But I know a lot of guys that ended up with women that they met on the phone.
A lot of times they were their first wives.
That would yes. That they were phone strokers.
That's what they call them.
I don't know who was doing the stroking, but that's what they called them. You know? Tow truck drivers are I'm not
flat
making this
toe
up.
Tow hose.
Yes, you're right.
Why didn't it just be trucker fuckers?
Okay.
Perfect.
Laura,
rhyme.
That was so fast.
It's like I know some.
Why do they call it tow truck fuckers?
No, just trucker.
But that's all I get. That's all I came up with. But I had never heard of hose hoppers before.
That was
pretty funny right there. So, you know, look, don't ever say that we aren't educational, okay? I don't want to hear it. Well, you know, I'm sorry, I listen to NPR. They ain't teaching you this stuff. This is life stuff, okay? This is stuff when next time you meet a fireman, you know, you go, hey, you guys got any of those hose hoppers? And see what they say.
Yeah.
You know?
I have a nephew. He just got married, though.
Mm-hmm.
I shouldn't probably bring that up.
Mm-hmm.
Just in case.
I like when it's too late. Because he's already thrown it out there.
Yeah.
Knowing every one of us now wants to know the answer to the question. And he's not going to give it.
No. I'll text him.
You don't make me wait for the guy. Come on. Text him and then we can always edit it out if he says no.
Okay.
Anyway. You know, if you listen to this and there's one that applies to your profession... Let me know.
Yeah.
And what about the dudes? I mean, it's all women.
There must
and
be
stuff
construction
like that.
Workers.
Gotta be dudes.
Well, it's a construction workers.
No, but I mean, what about dude groupies? Because there certainly are. You know, the Bengals, they got like mobbed by dudes. How creepy is that? Like, I think of dude groupies and I think that's just pathetic. But I'm so used to female groupies, I don't care.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't think being a female groupie is
the
pathetic.
Bengal bangers.
I don't know.
I like it.
Yeah, there. I've met women that's what they do. They go around and they know all the bands know them, And they're really nice people. That's just the life they like. If that's what they like, then more power to you. Who am I? Anything?
No, just sent.
Yeah, okay. He's a one-thumb typist. He's a one-thumb texter. All right, well, you know what? We're not going to wait.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, it's not your fault. Not your fault.
You'll feel it.
What job does he do?
He's a firefighter.
Remember?
Oh, you're asking about the hose hoppers.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, I thought you had a different name.
Okay. No.
Well, everybody, I think we've reached our limit here. Okay, I think we've reached our limit on a weird Wednesday. We'll be back for a thrilling Thursday.
Ooh.
Thirsty Thursday?
Both.
Thrusting Thursday.
Thrilling Thirsty Thursday.
Thrusting Thursday.
Ooh, yes. Thrusting. Mm.
Thripple Thursday.
Oh.
Mm. Threesome Thursday. Not bad. Anything? No?
I'm trying to think of something that rhymes with floozy. Like what profession would have
Jacuzzi.
A floozy?
Jacuzzi floozies?
Yeah.
One of those women that goes around and serves shots and drinks at bars, they boozy floozy?
Boozy floozy.
Yeah. Well, I'm just, yeah.
Jacuzzi floozy?
Well, that's what I'm trying to think of, like the profession, like how, what does the floozy want to bang? Because that would rhyme with it.
Yeah. Okay.
And I guess if you're a jacuzzi repairman, you could be the jacuzzi floozy.
There you go. Well, have a great day, everybody. Take this stuff and run with it. You go ahead. You take care of yourself, whatever. We're good.
You take care of yourself.
We'll see you tomorrow.